Very happy now to welcome in Anthony Barr, linebacker with the Minnesota Vikings. Just completed his rookie season, and he's here to talk about Subway because he's one of their famous fans, and he's going to introduce the simple $6 menu. We'll get to that in just a second. But, Anthony, when you know, I remember I was looking at you very closely in the draft because as a Raider fan, I figured we would take a linebacker at some point. And you had made the transition from a running back, an offensive player, and you made the transition. You were an All-American linebacker. What was it like then taking it to the next level in the NFL?
It wasn't too bad. You know, I mean, I think the Pac-12 really and UCLA really prepared me for the NFL. And, and I appreciate my coaching staff at UCLA, Coach Moore, and specifically Coach Olbrich and Coach Spanos for getting me prepared for this level. The transition itself, there was the learning curve at first, you know, obviously learning the scheme and trying to get adjusted to that. That was difficult, but, you know, once I got the grasp and kind of understood what the coaches wanted me to do, I felt like I was kind of able to go out there and play without thinking.
Now, I remember at UCLA, they wanted you to you know, speed rush a lot, and the book on you was people wondered about your coverage skills. So as you started getting into the flat, you know, looking at the tight end, running look-ins and hooks, what was that like when you started getting more intense with the coverage skills?
I just felt like that's what allowed me to be more of a more complete player. You know, I think the coaching staff, you know, Coach Zimmer, obviously, and his son, Coach Adams, I mean, both of them worked very hard with me to understand the concepts of coverages. And I think I grew in that role as the season went on. I felt very comfortable dropping into coverage and breaking on the ball and reading the quarterback's eyes and all that kind of stuff. So I think as I continue to improve that aspect of my game, it kind of just take me to another level.
Now, of course, every young American sports fan, we always dream about getting drafted. And for you, I mean, to some people had you as high as 3, and to go through that process, I remember that Tennessee wanted you, Detroit wanted you, Minnesota trades from 8 to 9, and they take you. What was that whole process like? Was that one of the most thrilling days of your whole life?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely one of the best days of my life, one day that I will always remember. The process, though, the draft process and the time leading up to it is nerve-wracking, man. It's stressful. It's not the most fun, but it's all worth it in the end, especially when you get drafted so high and, you know, you get to play for a great organization like the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm just in such a great situation, and I'm just so happy to be able to play the game I love in a great city. And I'm excited for what the team is going to do in the upcoming years.
Rick Tillett with Anthony Barr. And in a way, the draft of the Vikings modeled the Raiders because they got Mack and Carr, and then they got you and also Teddy Bridgewater. And I know you guys went through a lot this year with the whole AP thing, but Bridgewater, as the season went on, really matured. What did you see out of him?
I just saw how composed he was and how mentally strong he was. You know, he was kind of thrown into the fire. You know, when Matt Castle went down, it was kind of his team, his offense, the rest of the season. And he was just able to get himself out of some tough situations, and he led some pretty awesome two-minute drives, and he never lets the moment get to him. You know, he never gets too high, he never gets too low, and I'm just happy that he's my quarterback.
What was it like in the recruiting process, too, when you're from SoCal, and I know your dad and your uncles went to Notre Dame, and it was basically down to South Bend or Westwood. What was the deciding factor? Was it weather? What was it?
I think one of the factors was just there's a coaching change with Notre Dame at the time, and Coach Weiss had just been fired, and Coach Brian Kelly was going to be the new guy in charge, and he wanted me to play wide receiver for him, and that's not something I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to play running back and touch the ball that way, and so Coach Neuheisel told me that I could play running back for him, so I ended up choosing UCLA and ended up playing linebacker, so it didn't really work out the way I thought, but in the end, it did work out.
Well, now you talk about being thrown into the fire. You were a starter in your rookie year, and everyone in the NFL is good. The game is so much more faster. What was it like maybe your first day of camp when you were like, whoa, you know, I thought the Pac-12 was tough, but this is a whole different speed here.
Yeah, no, I think the skill positions, you know, I feel like that part wasn't too different. I just think the linemen, how fast they were able to move and get to blocks, and I think that part was not overwhelming, but it was an eye opener. And then just the details of the game, obviously, were so much more important. So I think those two things are kind of were my kind of wow moments.
And then week eight, NFC Defensive Player of the week. I mean, I know you didn't have any doubts, but anybody who did, at that point, you're like, this guy can definitely play at this level and is worth a top 10 pick, right?
Yeah, you know, I think before that, I had some stumbling before that game. You know, I think that's what fueled me to be able to cause that fumble, scoop and score. I was just happy I was able to help the team get a win. You know, we were in need of a win and looked like we were on the ropes there in overtime. And, you know, it was just an awesome team win.
Anthony Barr is with us from the Vikings, and he's here talking about Subway. He's one of their famous fans and the simple $6 menu. I got to say, I like the sweet onion teriyaki myself. Anthony,
yeah, well, you're doing it right. Doing it right.
What about you?
Six is where it's at right now. You know, $6 gets you a 6-inch sub, a drink, and a bag of chips. And I think that's a great deal. And that's probably my favorite, the sweet onion chicken teriyaki. Just protein packed, you know, 25 grams of protein per 6 inches. And it's made with no preservatives and all white grilled chicken strips. So I think it's suitable for everybody. You know, everybody's taste buds are a little different, but that'd be my go-to.
Well, I mean, it's always been affordable. How many times did you go to Subway when you were in high school and college?
I mean, that was my go-to, especially when I was on a budget, you know, a tight budget at $5 foot long when they had that going. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
I heard they had a deal where if you came in like really early, you could get two for the price of one, and I would like buy two, and then I'd eat one for lunch and save the other one for dinner.
Exactly, man. I mean, it really gets no better than that. It's affordable, nutritious, it's delicious. Subway's a way to go.
All right, just a couple more questions for you, Anthony. When you were going around the black and blue division and you're playing at Lambeau Field and Ford Field, and you start thinking about the history of these franchises, what's it like, you know, when you just look back at some of the great players, and even where you are? I mean, the Purple People Eaters and Coach Grant and Fran Tarkenton, 4 Super Bowls. What's that like?
It's pretty cool, man. Like, I think Lambeau is a great place. Soldier Field is a great place to play. I was pretty just surprised, not surprised, but amazed with how cool those stadiums were. You know, I've never been to either of those places, and you get in there and you're actually playing the game, and you just get a great feel for the environment, and the atmosphere is awesome. And I'm excited for us to start at our new home, you know, our new Viking home in 2016. And I think that's going to be a great place for everybody to play in. And I'm looking forward to kind of starting some new memories there.
And finally, Anthony, after you got a season under your belt now, what are the kind of things that you go into the OTAs and the mini camps thinking, okay, I got to start working at this?
Well, right now I'm just working on strength. You know, I want to get stronger. I want to get bigger. Mm-hmm. And then I want to be a better tackler. So just staying on my feet. You know, I think that was the biggest thing for me is that I would leave my feet for a lot of tackles. So just focusing on that. Just trying to continue to develop my understanding for the playbook and kind of what the coach are asking me to do. So I think if I just focus on those things, I'll have a successful second year.
It's Anthony Barr with the Vikings, outstanding young linebacker. Remember the simple $6 menu. You can check him out on Twitter at Subway or visit Subway.com for more information. Hey, Anthony, thank you so much for your time, buddy. Good luck with your career, and hopefully down the road we'll catch up again.
Thank you very much.